In this recording, I'll guide you into a deep state of relaxation. So never listen while you're driving or while doing anything else that needs your full attention. Listen in a quiet place using headphones. Turn off your phone and get rid of other distractions, and then give yourself time to relax and fully absorb yourself in this pleasant experience of learning. If anything happens that needs your attention, you'll immediately feel alert, wide awake, and able to deal with whatever you need to. And each time that you listen to this recording, you'll find yourself relaxing faster and easier and gaining more and more valuable insights. So begin now with your eyes open and take three long, slow, deep breaths in and out.
You may find it useful to quiet your mind now, relaxing deeply and allow your thoughts to drift and easily, as if on a cloud, uncomfortably.
And on the third breath, as you breathe out, just allow your eyes to close and let your breathing return to normal.
Is it becoming more open now?
And as you breathe out next time, just let your shoulders relax
to consider old things and enjoy this quiet.
And the next time you breathe out, you can let go of any tension in your jaw.
Relax and deep.
And next time that you breathe out, relax. Let your arms and legs go floppy as if they were made out of elastic bands. And now for the rest of this recording, if any thoughts pop into your
mind,
you can just ignore them. They'll still be there for you later. And it's not necessary to listen to the words that I say. You can simply focus on the sound of my voice. Or you can let your mind wander wherever it wants to go.
It's easy to relax.
There's no wrong way to do this.
Perhaps
it's always
fine. Like a pleasant day, it's easy to relax.
And even if you don't consciously listen to the words that I say,
and it's easy to
that's
relax
okay.
I'm wondering,
because there is a part of your mind that will continue to listen
and enjoy
and will hear everything that you need to hear. And you'll absorb the parts that are important for you and simply ignore the rest.
Becoming more open easily.
As your body is becoming more relaxed now with each and every breath, your mind is becoming more open. More relaxed in your body and more open in your mind. And you can begin to consider things in new and interesting ways. Most people who drive would agree that it's important to get your car serviced regularly, because changing the oil will keep the engine running for longer. And regular maintenance allows for tiny issues to be found and fixed before they become problems. And anybody who owns a computer or phone or other type of electronic device knows that when things are not running correctly, all you have to do is turn it off and on again, and everything is okay. It's called a reboot or a reset. And people are no different. Sometimes things just don't run at 100%, perhaps because life is busy, or little frustrations that over time can build and stack up, like balancing coins on top of each other. When it's a small stack, it's perfectly stable, until there comes a point where things begin to become a little wobbly, and eventually the coins fall over and you have to start again. Or perhaps it's because life became busy and you forgot to pay attention for a moment. And sometimes we take on other people's problems or negative attitudes and beliefs. And sometimes when we're thinking, we hear other people's voices and opinions instead of our own. And it can all build up like dust on a shelf, like leaves in the autumn, or unread mail, until we choose to do something about it. So now would be a good time to consider a mental reboot, a mindset reset, a dusting of your thoughts and a sweeping away the leaves of old beliefs. A cleaning of your mental windows, which will allow the real you to shine through once again. And it's a very simple and enjoyable process once you know that you are in control of your outlook on life, and that you are in control of your thoughts, and that you are in control of the way that you feel. And it all begins as soon as you decide right now to relax even deeper and to enjoy this quiet time. A time for you. A time with nobody wanting anything and nobody needing anything. Nobody expecting anything from you. And absolutely nothing for you to do except to relax even more. Once there were two students who both took the same exam in maths. and both received a C-minus grade. One student told herself that she'd failed and that she had no aptitude for maths and she was not very intelligent. The other told herself she'd been given a very valuable lesson, that she was currently performing below expectations. And she told herself that she was as intelligent as any of the other students. And she told herself that while she may not be a natural at maths, that didn't stop her from working hard and achieving the best that she could. And she told herself that it didn't matter anyway, because she knew that we are all amazing in one way or another, and that as long as she kept looking, she would find her strengths, just as sure as day follows night. There were two students who took the same exam in maths and both received a C-minus grade. They went on to have very different lives. And what they both learned in their own way is that the quality of your life is not dependent on what happens to you. The quality of your life is dependent on what you tell yourself about what happens to you. When something happens, we tell ourselves a story, and the very second that we begin to believe that story, it becomes the story of our life. And because you are the author of your story, you can simply begin a new chapter, or include a little plot twist that takes things in a completely new direction, which changes the ending to the story. You are in control of your story, and you are in control of your life. And now, as you begin to open your mind to new possibilities and new ways of doing things and new ways of looking at old information, I'd like you to imagine yourself on a beach somewhere. It's a beautiful day, the kind of day that you like the best. The weather's perfect. The sand is soft under your feet. Is it white sand or golden or some other colour? And feeling perhaps the gentle warmth of the sun on your skin, and a slight breeze cooling and refreshing. And you could look out to sea, perhaps scanning the horizon, or just gazing at the waves for a while. And they might be small gentle ripples washing in and out of the shore, or they might be larger, more energetic waves with white caps that come crashing in one after the other. It's not important. But what is important is that you fully immerse yourself in this moment and allow your sense of wonder to expand as you remember that your potential is as vast as the ocean that you see before you. And notice that in this moment of focused relaxation, you're beginning to feel refreshed and renewed, with a subtle sense of well-being beginning to grow and change within you now. And I'd like you to walk down to the water's edge, and as you do, notice there's a stick lying in the sand. It's a big stick, and perhaps it reminds you of a large pencil or something else that you can write with. As you pick it up, you'll find that it fits comfortably in your hand. And I'd like you to begin by drawing a large circle in the sand close to the shoreline, perhaps 10 feet across or even larger. And notice how easily this stick writes in the sand. And now, as you stand outside the circle looking in, I'd like you to think about anything that's been bothering you lately. Anything that's been playing on your mind. And as you think of it, step into the circle and write it in the sand. You can use as many or few words as you want to. Or draw a little picture that means something to you. Or it could just be a few marks, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that you empty these things out of your mind and onto the sand. Any thoughts that may have been going round and round inside your mind, anything that's upset you, things that people have said, things that you've said to yourself, and anything that's been worrying you. And all of these things flow faster and faster now, almost like that piece of wood is connected directly to your mind, and your thoughts are being emptied straight onto the sand.
So free yourself from anything.
Let it go. Any old hurts or injustices that play on your mind, it's time to let them go now and write them in the sand, along with any negative thoughts that you know are no longer serving you. Any worries, any cares, any concerns, write them in the sand. And any feelings too, feelings that have been stopping you from feeling happy and enjoying your life, anything that you can't put into words. Just make a little mark in the sand. Perhaps a mark that only you understand. Mark down any feelings of anger, or resentment, or anxiety, or fear, or dread. Anything that's been robbing you of your peace of mind, you don't need it any longer, and it's time to let it go. It's time to write it in the sand.
Let them all go.
And now as you step out from that circle, it's not important whether you've finished emptying your mind, because now that your powerful subconscious mind knows how to do this, it will continue to happen in the background, in the same way that you continue to breathe and blink and swallow without ever having to think about it. And anything that's written in sand is temporary. So as the tide begins to come in now, you can watch those words begin to be washed out to sea. And I don't know whether it will happen gradually, with the waves gently lapping up to the shore and washing out your words or symbols a little at a time, or whether a large wave or a few larger waves will come crashing down and taking the circle and everything in it out to sea in the blink of an eye.
Every day you believe more in your own abilities.
Just watch those thoughts disappear.
You can and you will achieve anything and everything.
Watch as those tiny grains of sand are being carried out by the vastness and power of the ocean, and mixing with the billions and billions of other grains of sand on that beach, and the sand on thousands and thousands of beaches around the world. And all of those thoughts are just a memory now, fading fast as the sand is washed further and further out to sea, until that memory is beginning to fade too, and you're left with a new feeling, a feeling of peace and well-being, with a new sense of clarity, and everything starting to make sense now.
Your whole life is steadily improving.
Like you have just learned how to press the reset button. And now that you have learned how to, you can do this any time that you want to, either by listening to this recording again, or by simply closing your eyes and imagining yourself back here on this beach. This is your place of peace, your place where you can come any time that you choose to recenter and to rebalance, put your life back into its rightful perspective. There was a world famous musician named Pablo Casals, and many people believed that he was the best cellist that had ever lived. And when he was 81 years old, he was asked why he continued to practice for 5 hours a day. And after a few minutes, he replied, "Because I think I'm making progress." And from this moment forward, and with immediate effect, let go of the stories that you've told yourself.
You are in control of your thoughts.
Tell yourself a new story.
You are in control of your mind.
Tell yourself that you are a perfectly imperfect human being. And tell yourself that you're progressing.
The more that you take control,
tell yourself that everything you do is making you stronger, more resourceful, more intelligent, and is giving you better choices for the future. Tell yourself that you have around the same number of imperfections as every other person on the planet. And tell yourself that you're okay with that. Because for every imperfection, you have many good qualities and good skills. And from now on, it's those positive aspects of yourself that you choose to focus on. Remind yourself that not everything you do will go as planned. And remind yourself that when this happens, you can and you will learn from it. And you will become wiser and stronger and more self-assured as a result. Tell yourself that you can and you will achieve anything that you put your mind to, and tell yourself that you will grow today, and that you will grow tomorrow, and that you will continue to grow for every day of your life. People are incredible, and you are incredible. And in the past you've done many things that you can be proud of, and things that make you feel good, and in the future you will do many more. All you have to do is begin to write them into your story.
You know enough, and you are enough.
This is your story. This is your life, and you can choose what happens. And all of these thoughts and suggestions will now go deep into your subconscious mind. Thoughts and suggestions to empower you and ideas for your betterment. And all of these thoughts, suggestions and ideas will now become true for you and can never be undone. Not because I say they'll become true, but because you know that they're beneficial to you and because you've chosen them for yourself. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you'll immediately feel wide awake, energized and looking forward to the rest of your day and the rest of your life. And you'll feel like you've had an amazing night's sleep. But this kind of experience isn't sleep. So next time that you do sleep, You'll find that you sleep better than you have done in a long time, a peaceful, restful sleep. And then when you awake at the appropriate moment, you'll once again find yourself waking full of positive energy with a new level of vibrancy and optimism. So one, every muscle, cell and fibre of your entire body becoming less and less relaxed now. And two, a wave of powerful and uplifting energy building and flowing through your entire body. And three, take a deep breath in now, with that deep breath invigorating the whole of your body, with your stomach feeling relaxed, your chest feeling open and relaxed, and your shoulders feeling like they've just had a wonderful massage. And four, your eyes feeling bright, just like they've been bathed in a cool mountain spring. And five, eyes open, wide awake, feeling amazing in every way. Feeling amazing in every way.